From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. European Union leaders say they are furious about allegations that the National Security Agency has been hacking and bugging their offices. Terry Schultz reports on reactions to the latest revelations from documents leaked by the former NSA contractor turned fugitive, Edward Snowden.
If true, it's, quote, out of control, disgusting, and an extremely serious matter which will have a severe impact on EU-US relations. Those are some of the reactions from EU leaders about reports the NSA has been bugging their phones in meeting rooms and hacking their computers. The German news magazine Der Spiegel has published what it says is top-secret evidence, based at least partially on documents made available by Edward Snowden, showing the NSA spying on EU offices in Brussels, Washington, and at the United Nations. Der Spiegel also says the EU has suspected NSA surveillance before after finding listening devices at Brussels headquarters. European Parliament President Martin Schulz says he's shocked and deeply worried by the allegations, and he demands speedy explanations from Washington. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schulz in Brussels.
Croatia is poised to become the 28th member of the European Union. Political leaders from across Europe are gathering there for the transition that begins tonight at midnight. But as the BBC's Guy Delaunay tells us, what would have been a sense of elation has been overshadowed by national gloom over Croatia's economic conditions.
The numbers don't look promising. Croatia's national debt is officially junk, and one in five people are unemployed. Perhaps it was the same one in five who could be bothered to vote for the country's first Euro MPs last month. But advocates of EU membership say the figures are misleading. Two-thirds voted in favour of accession last year, and the government is at pains to point out that it doesn't have a banking black hole like certain current EU members. The EU itself has given Croatia a clean bill of health and praised reforms which improve the rule of law and tackle corruption.
The BBC's Guy Delaunay reporting from Zagreb. North Carolina has become the first state to lose federal funds for jobless benefits. NPR's Windsor Johnston tells us changes take effect today.
North Carolina, which has the country's fifth worst jobless rate, is not only cutting benefits for those who file new claims, but is the first state to be disqualified from a federal compensation program for the long-term jobless. The cuts on those who make unemployment claims from here on out will disqualify the state from receiving federally funded emergency unemployment compensation. The changes come after lawmakers earlier this year approved a package of benefit cuts and increased taxes for businesses in an effort to speed up repayment of a $2.5 billion federal debt. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy has rejected a bid to stop gay marriages in California. Yesterday, opponents petitioned the high court to reinstate the ban. It was lifted after the Supreme Court declared the state's Proposition 8 prohibition against same-sex marriage. The World Health Organization says early treatment for HIV can save millions of lives. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports new data shows earlier antiretroviral therapy could avert an additional 3 million deaths and prevent 3.5 million more new HIV infections between now and 2025.
New WHO guidelines recommend people with HIV start treatment at an earlier stage in the infection while their immune system is still strong and not wait until they get sick. HIV expert Gundo Weiler says this will help them live longer, healthier lives.
Antiretroviral treatment is not only good for the health of the person who's taking the treatment, but it also reduces the likelihood of transmission. So scale-up of ART has an effect also on the HIV epidemic together with all the other prevention efforts.
People with HIV will only have to take a single tablet once a day. WHO also recommends providing drugs to all children under five who have the virus, to pregnant and breastfeeding women, and to people who have an uninfected partner. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
All five occupants are accounted for after a helicopter plunged into the Hudson River off Manhattan. The incident occurred just before noon today near 79th Street. Details are not yet known, but everyone was rescued. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.